El futuro tiene nada más que la confrontación.
Hey, welcome to You Don't Even Like This Show. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. I used to host a podcast called Unpopular Opinion, and that podcast was this podcast. But then everyone else in the world decided they liked the name Unpopular Opinion a lot too, so we changed the name to You Don't Even Like This Show. Each week, me and a couple of guests selected from a pool of the absolute sharpest minds the LA entertainment scene has to offer, use this here space to talk about whatever the hell we want. News, pop culture, politics, information, you name it, we talk about it. And sometimes my co-host Jeff May is here too. It's a blast. You're going to love it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to You Don't Even Like This Show, a podcast about news, science, politics, pop culture, war, candy, guns, racism,
candy guns,
non-racism, sports, all the stuff. I'm your host, Adam Todd Brown. Joining me as co-host this week, ooh, my other favorite co-host of all, Jeff's here.
Ha, ladies and gentlemen, the back, it's best on wax. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here. Welcome to another wonderful episode. I'm here, your man in the can.
Also joining us, the wolf lady, Kim Crawl. Kim, hi. Give us a howl.
Oh, I don't want to. Oh,
just Kim Crawl.
Oh, the wolf lady's out of her cage.
Why wolf lady? I love it. Can that be my new nickname?
Yeah, it is. It's your new nickname.
Behind my back, it's been my nickname?
No, it's just now your nickname. You're the wolf lady.
Oh,
give us a howl.
Give us a howl, wolf lady.
Ooh, I'll work on it.
Oh, wow. we got back. It is 31 past the hour. We've got some
nervous Dick
coming on later. Very exciting. We got weather and traffic on the 8s coming your way. But until now, we're going to be listening to the brand new Nickelback.
Oh, I love Nickelback.
What?
Do they remind you of someone?
No, it's just such solid. And I also like that they're aware of who they are in the world. I like the awareness. Yeah. It's like Gronkowski. He knows he's a big dumb animal.
Out. Hey, what are we talking about this week? Nickelback or no?
I don't know.
One of our favorite morons.
It's much, much worse. Here's the thing. News broke recently that RFK Jr., who I'm already on the record being very afraid of, in terms of his chances of winning the presidency. That said, and I'm sure this will be a thing we go back to several times throughout this episode, I don't know who the better option is in terms of the options we have ahead of us right now. I think there's arguments to be made against all of them and not a lot of arguments to be made in favor of most of them, any of them. Yeah. But what's especially scary about RFK Jr. that I want to talk about this week is the possibility that former Green Bay Packers quarterback, current New York Jets quarterback, Aaron Rodgers might be his vice president.
Look at this quarterback.
You had that locked and loaded.
I was ready for it. I wanted to make sure I got it in.
Yeah. Good job. Good. You got it.
It was great.
Every time I do it makes me vax.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. I didn't even do notes for this because we've been here before. We were here in 2016 when Trump announced that he was running for president. Well, 2015, actually, when Trump announced he was running for president, and just the general consensus was, ha ha ha, what a joke. It's never going to happen. If it does, it'll be great for comedy. I've already heard all of those things about Aaron Rodgers, but it's not as intense this time. There's also voices out there who are like, hey, Trump is the reason this is possible. We elected Trump. Yes. Anything is possible now.
The Kevin Garnett of politics. Anything is possible.
The only thing that surprises me about RFK Jr. naming Jesse Ventura and Aaron Rodgers as his top two VP candidates is that Joe Rogan isn't one of them also. And I mean that 100%.
Sincerely, yeah.
Sincerely. And I don't doubt that maybe he reached out and Joe Rogan was like, do you know how much money I make doing what I do right now? Why would I ever?
I also feel Joe Rogan is smart enough to be like,
Yeah.
I know he's not he's not stupid. I know we always love
smart for sure. Yeah.
I know he would be like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not.
Like, he does seem like the kind of person who would be like, no, I'm a podcast host.
He'll have a cabinet.
I was a host. Sure. I was a host of a television series in which I came on.
Are you working on your impersonation?
The government.
Are you working on your it. Lately? You've just been doing a lot of impersonations this episode, this today.
Leave him alone, Cam. Cam, you have clearly not listened to the show in the past. I've been doing Jesse Ventura for as long as this podcast has been around.
I had to look up who
Minnesota.
I had to look up who Jesse Ventura was.
Huh?
I didn't know who that was.
At first, I was Jesse the Body Ventura, but after my election, I became Jesse the Mind Ventura.
That's a thing he said, but no one believed it. It's not. No one else called him the Mind.
You know, I actually do. So I host a wrestling-themed burlesque show once a year, and I play Jesse Ventura. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Faces and Heels. It's delightful with my friend Jack, who I graduated high school with, and we both live out here. And he plays Vince McMahon, I play. But it's funny how many movies
– it's crazy how many movies I was in with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's more than just Predator.
Yeah.
I was also
– I never thought I would say I hope Jesse Ventura gets the vice president. Right. Nomination.
He is the most level-headed name in this whole story.
He is so much more qualified than Aaron Rodgers.
At least he's not served. Yeah.
Well, he's served in the military. He's been a politician.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's served our, like, he's served. Yeah.
I've been a part of many false flag operations.
I also feel like Aaron Rodgers doesn't fully grasp how much time being the vice president will be. He's in the same paragraph. He goes, yeah, I'd also like to play football for another 3 to 4 years. It's like, what is happening? What happened to Aaron Rodgers?
So,
I mean,
I thought he was delightful. The Peyton, when we had Peyton Manning, I just thought he was delightful. I was like, oh, I love him. And then this last 4 years, I'm like, oh, they let him talk. He's not. Delightful the way I thought he was.
As we were thinking about getting ready for this show, and a lot of the stuff I was thinking, and the best way I can describe how I view Aaron Rodgers' brain and how his view of himself is, like, if you're ever playing hide and go seek with a toddler and you know exactly where they are, but they think they're getting one over on you, that's Aaron Rodgers mentally, where he thinks he's this little super genius and everybody's like, we see how fucking dumb you are.
We see you hiding under the curtains.
You're behind the curtain. Yeah, I see you behind the curtain, hiding, laughing, by the way. Every time he does a press conference where he tries to clarify what he says, but you can clearly tell that he's trying to be cute, which he did a tweet this morning as of recording about his Sandy Hook beliefs. I don't know if you guys researched that one. I don't know if you guys were aware, but CNN said that two witnesses, one of whom was a reporter for CNN, were like, right after Sandy Hook, he was a Sandy Hook denier and said that they were actors. And I think he also said something about the government being involved in that or something. And then he was like, I've always of the belief that it did happen. And it's like, but who do you think it happened because of, Aaron? Why don't you clarify that on the tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
he is nutty.
Well, the thing that worries me about Aaron Rodgers, I wrote an article on my Substack a while back when he basically got kicked off the Pat McAfee show for going on there and calling Anthony Fauci the biggest spreader of COVID misinformation, among other things. And I wrote a column at the time and pointed out that there's a really solid chance Aaron Rodgers might have CTE. And one of the things I pointed out in that column is his 2019 season ended with him getting knocked out of a game with a concussion. He was taken to the hospital in an ambulance at the end of the 2019 season, or it might have been 2018, but whichever season it was, because I'm pulling this out of thin air, I wrote about it a while back, whichever season it was, for one, that was his fourth concussion of his career, which that's a lot, and that's just the concussions we know about. But also, he gets that fourth concussion, and then the very next season, what does he start doing? Appearing on the Pat McAfee show and talking in a way we've never heard Aaron Rodgers talk before. Although, if these texts from 2013 are to be believed, that's just been hiding all this time. But if he has even early signs of CTE, one of the symptoms of CTE is lack of impulse control. And that's not what you want in the person who is one step away from the president.
It seems like he looked at what happened with Alex Jones and was like, I feel like I do it better. I feel like I could get away with it. I feel like I won't get sued for $1.5 billion. So here's the tweet. Here's the quote. Ready? As I'm on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. Now listen to how he words it. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. Again, I hope that we learn from this and other tragedies to identify the signs that will allow us to prevent unnecessary loss of life. My thoughts and prayers continue to remain with the families affected along with the entire Sandy Hook community. He thinks he's being so clever. This is his I have immunity statement when he was interviewed about getting vaccinated. And he's like,
I immunized myself.
Yeah, I immunized myself. And it's like, we know what that means.
Is that how he said that?
Yes.
I thought he said, I'm immunized. I didn't know he said, I immunized myself.
I think he did say himself, but either way, he was at the time, no one thought anything of it. And then later on, oh, you mean you tried a at-home homeopathic remedy?
He might as well have looked at the camera and made an office face, you know?
Yeah.
Like a Jim from The Office face into the camera after he says it or something.
And one of the things I really hate about his stance is, okay, well, you think COVID vaccines don't work because people get vaccinated and they still get COVID. You also still got COVID. So what makes your natural homeopathic remedy any different? What about that would make people want to lean on that? I'm all for not trusting the government, but I don't know. I can't wrap my head around vaccine skepticism anymore. There have been so many cases in the past where we had debilitating diseases that were circulating among us, polio being one of them, where it was just wreaking havoc on the country, the world. And how did we fix it? We all started taking a vaccine. That part of the argument isn't sound anymore. The idea that vaccines don't work.
I mean, polio went away. Now measles and mumps are coming back because parents are refusing to vaccinate their kids.
We had a case of whooping cough hit our school. And the principals were like, how the fuck did whooping cough show up here? Now, this Jenny is McCarthy. One of those things. I mean, Jenny McCarthy actually caused
kidding when I say Jenny McCarthy. She's trash. She changed our world in the worst way. But go ahead. Sorry.
The father of that child, by the way, was in the Double Dragon movie, in case you guys were wondering.
I don't know what movie.
The father of Jenny McCarthy's child that she claimed vaccines.
I thought you meant the kid that got whooping cough in your school.
That would have been fun. No. So there's this thing that's going along now where there are two different kinds of people that are the vax critic. I mean, there's probably more, but the ones there are the dumb people that will just listen to what somebody says and be like, yes, I like the way this person thinks in general, so I will listen to them. And then the smart people that know how to manipulate people to believe the thing that they want, right? We see that a lot. People like Ben Shapiro, Joe Rogan's another example, like a stupid person's version of a smart person. And Bill Maher is another example of that, where whenever they're really pressed after they're pushing their bullshit. And I think Seth MacFarlane went on to, because he's friends with Bill Maher, and he went on and destroyed everything, where it's like, oh, and we just got the vaccine that fast. And Seth is like, do you have any idea how much money and effort was put into getting this vaccine? More man hours went into putting the COVID vaccine together than any vaccine in history, including polio, including measles, mumps, and rubella. More effort went into the COVID vaccine. It's gonna come quick because we put every single dime in there, not to save lives, but to save the economy. And that's a conspiracy that you can absolutely own. Yeah, the government didn't care about the deaths. It cared about the shattering of the economy. That's not even,
I don't think that's a conspiracy. Yeah.
There's so many real easy conspiracies and logical statements you can go to, but instead it's fucking microchips and control and
Bill Gates.
My cousin hung up on me and didn't talk to me for a while when he was talking about the being tracked by from TikTok and the micro, all that stuff. He was like, and I was like, we were literally given a, I'm like, we're being tracked now. Yes, we're being tracked. We were literally given a number at birth. They know where we're at all the time. They numbered us. And he was like, I can't talk to you when you're like this. And he hung up on me and didn't talk to me for 6 months.
I mean, I didn't do the contact tracing shit. Because that is, in situations like this, the American government and governments around the world, yes, they'll put something like that in place to address a crisis. Then try getting them to turn it off.
Yeah, then they'll use it for other tasks.
Once you've slid that little bit of freedom across the table, governments worldwide are very reluctant to give it back. But I know we're being traced and tracked in other ways. But
you don't have to volunteer it. Yeah, I guess
I wasn't going to give them that one.
I won't even give Universal my biometrics.
Yeah.
Universal Studios. They're like, well, now just put your biometrics down. I'm like, you don't need
biometrics. What are biometrics?
Your heart rate and your body temperature and stuff. Yeah. It's their way of matching your ID to your pass. And I'm like, what if I just show you my license every time I come in here? It's not that big of a deal. And they're like, well, just put your thumbprint down. I'm not fucking doing that. You don't need this, Universal. You don't need my biometrics.
Do you freak out every time?
No, but a couple times when they're like, why don't you just? And I'm like, because you don't need that information. You don't need my name and my biometrics tied together. I don't need to see my robotic fucking body in the goddamn Waterworld stunt show.
Yeah, that reminds me of... I remember reading a while back, and I don't know if they did it. And if they did, I don't know if it's a widespread thing now. But Amazon was testing this feature where in their brick and mortar stores, which I've never been to one, but they wanted to test this feature where instead of checking out with a cashier, because fuck jobs, they wanted to make it where you could just get your items and then walk out and scan your palm print. Mm-hmm. And it's like, so you... want me to send my palm print to Amazon?
Mm-mm. They have like, something now.
My fucking mind would do that.
In Amazon grocery stores, you can do now. I don't think it's your, if you go into a grocery store, there is, you can buy stuff and then just leave. And I don't know if it's like you put in a code or if they put it, there's something that they have that you,
I know
you
like
that now, but I don't know how they do it.
At the Crypt, they have these little convenience stores where you can buy beer. And what you do there is you put your debit card in when you go in. And then when you leave, it just scans the chip in your debit card. And they're going to get my debit card at some point in that transaction. So that's fine. But your fucking palm, how convenient do you need shit to be that you're going to give your palm print to a company that blatantly works with the fucking government?
I do not need my biology mixing with my commerce. That's an unnecessary. Was society that difficult buying a bunch of bananas? Was it that hard that you were like, I can't fucking wait until I don't have to wait 3 minutes to get out of here? I need those 3 minutes and I will volunteer my fingerprints, my fucking retina scans. Give it all. Take it all.
Insane.
We're fucked.
Cyborg of me in there.
I feel like we're on a train that's not going to turn around. I think it would take every one of us to come together and work together to stop all of this. And unfortunately, we still argue about, you know, who has it worse in terms of, you know, groups of people or like this is worse for, you know what, or politics or vaccines. Like, the only way we can stop this train is if we all can come together and just stop buying Amazon, stop doing, you know what I mean? But no, it's.
You got to ban TikTok is what we got to do.
Yes, that's. I disagree. Man,
if we could just eliminate. If we can eliminate social media.
Yeah.
I understand it has a lot of very important things. And I know we don't need to jump into that thing. We have been called attention to a genocide. We are seeing all these awful things happening. And I recognize the importance of that. But also fucking.
Some people can find girls. Their people. But
some of those people are murderers and racists.
More little girls have eating disorders more than ever because of the filters and social media and comparison. Yeah, it's got a weird good and bad. The bad's really bad, but the good's really good. It's a weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like anything, kind of, but not really. Social media, it's a problem.
That's a different. It's creating a weird disconnect. It's making people like Aaron Rodgers think they're smart, thinking that he could be a Jeopardy host.
Back to Aaron Rodgers.
I forgot about that until I read that article. I laughed.
Yeah. How did that even happen? I'm blown away that the producer, I mean, I understand they're like, we can get some fucking sports fans in here, but it's like, first off, he was bad. Like,
he was
a very bad host. And also, Alex Trebek, you were like, man, this smart fucker knows everything. With Aaron Rodgers, you're like, he's reading off of a card or something. He's not even believable as a person that could know an answer to a question.
Yeah, he does not have the personality to host a game show. That's for goddamn sure. That was in my column. After he hosted Jeopardy, there was that point where he was still with the Packers but was wanting to leave. And all these sports talk shows were like, he could just quit and host Jeopardy. No, he couldn't. That was never, ever, ever, ever going to happen. And here's the thing. Him being vice president is way more likely. And the thing I wanted to go back to quick, we were talking about COVID and 5G. I think a conspiracy theory people need to consider or maybe get behind a little bit is that maybe all of this talk about not only 5G causing COVID, but also, we can't let China build 5G infrastructure in our rural communities because they'll spy on us. And it's like, they can spy on, it's China, they can spy on us anyway. What I think people need to take into account is that maybe this country doesn't want people in rural areas to have access to information as quickly as everyone else. Because I think it's also, I've said this a million times, if you go look at the really hard right websites, to this day, they look like they were built on Angel Fire sites.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
And I think it's because those are still going to load on your shitty rural internet. Whereas if you go to the New York Times or CNN or anything that progressive sites either, but these more modern websites aren't going to load on that shitty rural internet. And the longer they can keep that going, the longer they're going to have that rural vote.
That's the way the longer they are going to be able to keep in power, the dumber they keep people, absolutely right. I don't even think that's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. And I also think it's the reason why, I mean, also we're just divided on everything, but every administration since I think Bush, at least Obama, has brought up the idea of free nationwide internet, high-speed internet, which we absolutely need. And every time it comes up, whatever side suggests it, the other side is like, I don't want those fascists making national internet. And it's we need national internet.
One of those things where telecom companies are like, that kind of seems like we won't be able to jack up the price the way we want to. So...
Yep.
Yeah.
No.
And it goes also back to things like why when they suggest free college, all of this stuff throws a wrench in the machine. Free college equals poor people won't join the military anymore. It fucks up our military. Free internet means people are going to learn shit and be like, so I don't have to waste my life away in this job that a job that's killing me. I can do all these other things. It fucks up the machine. And both sides want to be like, yeah, fuck the other side. They're fascists or they're too, you know what I mean? But really it's, they're working together to keep us dumb. And
I
don't get me wrong. Both sides are fascists. Go on, yes. Jeff.
Yes. And that's actually one of the things that I was going to say is one of the things that I think is the most unethical bilateral allowance, I guess, is the military in schools. I think the fact that both Republicans and Democrats fucking love military recruiters in high schools, I think that is the most unethical and evil thing that our country still does.
Agreed.
Because it's not just a direct, you know, supporting an awful regime, which is very bad. It is throwing your own citizens into the meat grinder because they have not been granted a proper opportunity and they are being manipulated order to kill and potentially die for a country that is taking advantage of them.
Who does not care about them at all. Children.
They, you know,
children.
Literally fodder, chaff. They want people in to be like, we got a strong military. You got 9/11. You got to prevent 9/11. It's like the military wasn't doing shit with 9/11.
Yeah. Never forget.
Also, I think we should keep an eye on Jordan Love. I'm a little nervous about Packers quarterbacks. We should ask him, check in with him every once in a while and be like, hey, what do you think about the Illuminati?
If I'm not mistaken, let me Google it just to make sure. I believe, was it? No, it was the Netflix Slam, I think. The tennis match between Rafa Nadal and Carlos Alcaraz. If I'm not mistaken, Jordan Love was at that with Colin Kaepernick, which
good sign.
That's a good sign. But God, I don't know. Am I going to be able to confirm that?
As he's, yeah, I do. Jordan Love. Hey, real quick, welfare fraud.
Yeah. For Packers Jordan Love sits next to Colin Kaepernick at Netflix Slam. So yeah, I think Jordan Love might be on the right side of history.
Break the history of abuse, Jordan.
Yeah. Ooh, I wonder how Packers, I wonder how those Green Bay, Wisconsin Packers fans felt watching it. They didn't watch the Netflix Slam for one thing, but I'm sure news got out that he showed up with Colin Kaepernick.
Famously moderate Wisconsin people. Yeah.
What is what is a Netflix Slam?
Tennis.
It was just an exhibition.
Oh,
yeah. Tennis
so just a tennis. Oh, okay. And, is Wisconsin more purple, though?
It's purple, yeah.
Yeah. It's turning more progressive.
Direction that your average Green Bay Packers fan is going to lean towards.
Yeah. Really? It's I lived in Wisconsin for a long, long time. It's like any other Midwest state where you got Madison and Milwaukee that lean heavily Democrat, and the entire rest of the state is mostly red. And it didn't used to be that way. There was a long history of, and there still is a lot of
union stuff,
support for unions and things. But the problem is gerrymandering, like anything else, has carved Wisconsin up in a way that the government, they still have a Democrat governor, but their government is conservative as shit. We did an episode called Wisconsin is the Midwest Texas or something along those lines. Yeah, yeah. And if you look at it in the past couple of years, all of those anti-trans laws that people are trying to pass, all of that anti-woke shit, that's all happening in Wisconsin too. And it's alarming.
Yeah. And that doesn't diminish when you look into ardent sports fans. I know that we all, in spite of the title of our show, we all like sports and we all definitely lean in a specific direction. But when you look at deep sports fandom, it tends to drift into a much more conservative direction.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, so especially with the NFL, so much of the NFL, that partnership with the military is no joke. The NFL pushes the military, I would say, as hard as Hollywood does.
They're the partners with the military, for God's sake.
Yeah.
They sacrificed one of their players to the military.
They sure did.
Ooh, tell me about that.
Pat Tillman. I mean, he volunteered to go there and everything and was playing the role of good patriot before he was killed by his own people.
Yep.
For speaking out against the war.
But in their defense, they did try to cover it up.
Yeah.
So
we're so fucked. fucked. You know what I mean? It's just like, just be nice and follow your dreams and just, we're fucked. You know, for as long as we're here, just be kind because we're fucked.
Yeah, to kind of take it back to the alleged topic of this episode, speaking of us being fucked, what are we going to do in November? Are we just voting for Biden? I know.
I don't want to, but I don't. I feel like I'm being held against a wall by gunpoint. I have no option. I cannot live through another 4 years of Trump. I can't do it. It felt like a nightmare when it was over. You know what I mean? It felt like a fucking dream. Yeah. It felt like a fever dream. It didn't feel real. It was so fucked up.
So it's one of those things. I did a post about this where I was like, I shouldn't have to choose between a genocide or the subjugation of women. No. I should not, as a voter, be forced to have those things. And then somebody was like, he called for a ceasefire. I'm like, oh, right away? Or when he found out that it was going to fucking cost him his election if he didn't.
Yeah, it took a long time for him to call for that ceasefire. And also, lots of people are calling for a ceasefire. We're the United States. We give so much money to Israel. We could do things to intervene. We intervene, at least financially, in so many wars, in so many conflicts.
We could cause some ceasing of firing, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good for him for saying, what did he say about, Joe Biden at one point when asked about it was like, Israel's response has been over the top. It's like, over the top. That's how you want to describe it.
The murdering of 30,000 people. Yeah.
And we could do something. And
we literally could do something.
Is rightfully going to make it hard for a lot of people to vote for Biden.
Yes.
And I don't know. I think we've passed the point. We've well passed the point where you can just say, oh, yeah, but if you don't, then Trump. It's like, well, then Trump what? What really changed when Trump left office? Roe versus Wade got overturned.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
Women are dying. Women are being jailed for having, some scary shit's happening. And the next 40 years of our lives are going to be different because
That is
how many of the Supreme Courts he put in there. Yeah.
That's a direct.
Yeah. This is, and it's not just women. It's marginalized groups. It's all marginalized groups that are targeted if he goes back in.
I don't think we can diminish the negative impact that Trump had domestically.
Yeah.
And then you're comparing the international impact that is happening under Biden. And they're both just the fucking worst. And that's the problem. We're having to choose between the subjugation of American women and the murder of them through archaic biblical laws written by a king who kind of had the gist of what some people wrote, that kind of had the gist of what Christ wrote or said or whatever. It's fucking insane. And then it's like, okay, well, if you vote for Biden, are you supporting the absolute massacre of the citizens of Gaza? Yeah, you kind of are.
And then you're like, well, maybe we'll vote third party. Oh, cool. So this lunatic and he and the quarterback who what? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I'm so angry. I'm so angry that we're being put in this position.
I miss
RFK
Jeb Bush.
RFK Jr.
George Bush, which I never thought I would say.
Yeah, Mitt Romney. There's any number of options that could have saved us in 2016. But RFK Jr. has such a legitimate chance of winning this election. And it's because of all the things we're mentioning. I still don't know how people are equating protecting women's rights with voting for Biden. I don't know if people have forgotten how that worked when Roe v. Wade was in effect, but Republicans just used it to get votes forever and ever and ever.
So this did Democrats. But the other way.
Right. And now we're just going to switch sides and take whatever Democrats give us in exchange for we'll try to get Roe v. Wade reinstated. And it's like, we got to start demanding more than that from the government in general.
It does feel like the Democrats for the past, I'm going to say, 8 years now, have really been just holding our votes hostage and saying, we're the good guys, even though we do fucking awful, pointless shit all the time. We're not Trump. We're not going to make it illegal to be a woman. And that is a salient point that they are correct that they're not going to do that. But what they're doing is they're saying, so let us do whatever we want.
Yes.
It's like that cartoon that has the Democrats and the Republicans dropping bombs, but then the Democrat blimp or whatever says BLM with a rainbow flag. It's like,
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
You say blimp?
I don't know what it was. I did was say blimp.
It's a plane.
It's a plane. I pictured a blimp, but I figured it was a plane.
That's a steampunk thing. We're not at that level of future yet.
Blimp's historically great for delivering bombs.
Or being bombs.
Yeah.
Get out of there. Blimps are fun.
I didn't say
they're
blimp.
Fun. I know. I couldn't think of a word, so I said blimp. All right. I didn't think it would be. I know that blimps don't drop bombs. They're very slow. When you drop a bomb, you kind of got to get out of there. Yeah.
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 I agree with you on that one. But it is. And also, it goes back to The Simpsons famously The Simpsons in the early 90s did the RNC and the DNC. And it was like the Republicans are like, we're evil as shit. And the Democrats are like, we can't govern. They've been doing that forever.
Yeah. And I think a thing we're going to see that will really drive home how ineffective the idea of vote for us because we're not Trump and Trump is racist. I feel like we are going to see a strong portion of the black vote turn out for Trump in 2024.
Really?
Here's the thing. I know you think that sounds like some kind of fringe opinion. And here's the thing. It's just like Jeff said, people feel like Democrats have kind of been holding those votes hostage with, well, the other side's racist. So sorry, you got to vote for us. And nothing really changed when Biden took office in that
regard. Roe v. Wade was overturned. Yeah.
Yeah. Roe v. Wade was overturned. There wasn't much justice reform. People who went to college got student loan debt canceled, and that was cool. There was some marijuana reform, but Biden hasn't done enough to keep all the votes he got in 2020. That is just a fucking fact. I also saw a report about Black voters who plan to vote for Trump on the NBC Nightly News. That is about as mainstream as opinions get. And most of us don't watch the news. And I get it. You get your news from the internet. That's fine. It's the lead into Jeopardy. And I watch Jeopardy every night. So I watch the NBC Nightly News just to see what kind of propaganda the government's putting out. And there was a report on NBC Nightly News about Black people who are planning to vote for Trump because Biden hasn't done shit and the economy was a little better under Trump. And you know what? That's fair. I can't tell Black people who to vote for at all. Not at all.
The government, it's funny too, because what we're now seeing, one of my favorite disconnects that I see among the older, whiter group from back home and in general is the blaming of the current pricing problems and the economic problems with how expensive things are. They'll be like, fuck it, that's what happens when you elect a socialist. And they'll say that. It's like, do you not understand that this is unfettered capitalism and that corporate profits are the reason that these prices have gone up?
Yeah.
Remember when they said that this is just supply chains and it'll go down, and then it fucking didn't?
And all of these corporations are claiming record high profits, and laying off people. It's, yeah. Fucked.
That's a thing I should tag on to what I just said, because we're in a climate right now where what I just said, hey, I think Trump is going to get a bigger share of the Black vote than people are expecting. There's so many people who are going to take that as, oh, so you think Trump should win? No, no. Again, I don't want Trump to win. I don't think Trump should even be allowed to run for president. But
it's wild that he is. Yeah.
You have to be realistic about this. Biden is gonna lose votes in a lot of ways. And
he brought it on himself. That's the other part that people need to really understand. Stop blaming people who don't want to vote for somebody who supported a genocide.
Yeah.
Stop blaming those people for not wanting that, and stop using Trump as the fucking, well, is that what you want? It's like the Democrats have had every way. We could have had an 80-year-old man be like, hey, I think it's time to step down. There are so many ways that he could have done this in a way that we could maybe move forward and try to save this fucking country. But the reality is, they're like, well, can't give up power. What do you want? Trump to be in charge? Well, then accept what we fucking tell you.
Also, Biden said when he was running last time, I'm a one-term president. I will not run again in 2024. Yeah. And now he's like, well, I can't because of the threat of Donald Trump. And I, for some reason, think I'm the only one who can beat him. And we are being like, we are letting you know as the voters, we are not going to vote for you. We don't want to. And we're telling you, literally anyone else probably could beat him besides you.
When I voted in the primaries, when it came to the presidential section, I wrote no confidence. I wrote in no confidence.
Yeah, I'm committed.
I was like, I'm not fucking.
Yeah.
I can't. And I don't know what to do.
And another thing about the difference between voting for Trump and voting for Biden, if you are one of these people who's like, well, Biden didn't do enough as president, and so now I'm going to vote for Trump. My take on that is that you are delusional if you think either side of the American government as it exists right now has your best interest in mind. And I'm saying that to anyone who isn't the upper 1%.
Yes.
This government is unified in holding people down and keeping us divided. So we just accept the same bullshit we've been getting since at least Reagan was in office, when we gutted labor unions and started being beholden as a country to corporate influence. Until we get that out of the way, this government is not working on your behalf. It works for corporations.
And it's funny that the far left and the far right have such opposite directions. Of the far right is even more for the corporations and even more for, you know, fuck you and let unfettered capitalism destroy you. And the left being like, no, the far left being like, we need to fucking fix this problem for real people. And those people get vilified so hard by their own party. When you look at what other Democrats say about, you know, the far leftists, and you know who they are, or the, and the people that, by the way, we call them far leftists in America, they're pretty moderate on a global scale.
Yes.
We need to start having labor strikes like fucking France.
Kind of.
Fucking beating up cops and dropping cow shit on government buildings and stuff. That's the shit we need to start doing.
But like you said, that they, it's by design that they've kept us divided. We will never come together to do what France is, you know, we'll never come together to do these massive protests, because by design, they are keeping us divided. That's a conspiracy theory as to why Martin Luther King was killed, was because he was able to unite the poor white people and the poor black people. And together they were like, oh, we should be together. And then they killed Martin Luther King because he was able to, Hitler came to power by being able to pit these marginalized groups and then rise up. That's, historians have talked about that. It's I wish I was dumb.
And it's always been my concern with Trump from the beginning. And I feel like it has fallen to the wayside a little bit as a concern in this country. But Trump and immigration, I know Biden hasn't done much in the way of being better about immigration. Obama, I think, still is the president who deported
world record holder,
more people than anyone, even though he also put DACA in place, which, talk about a conspiracy. DACA, a very good thing that also gives us a huge database of all the people who are in this country not quite legally. So that's concerning. But
we're so fucked.
Yeah, we really are. But with Trump and immigration, one of the things that really concerns me is this thing he keeps saying about, well, I'll be a dictator on day one when it comes to the border. And then after that, no. And it's like, what the fuck does that mean? Does that mean he's going to round people up and get them out of the country? Because he is very much campaigning on the idea of rounding people up and getting them out of the country. And it's like, at that point, it doesn't just, and I've actually been saying this for a long time too, it doesn't make the choice genocidist versus racist. It makes the choice, what genocide do you want to support?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, you can't put me in that fucking position. You can't.
Yeah. But Adam,
like this, I've said before, oh, it's irresponsible if you don't vote. This election, fucking, I get it. I fucking get it. God damn. Jeff, what were you going to say?
Nothing of import. I've totally forgotten what I was going to say. But yeah.
And yeah, so now here we are, RFK Jr. and Aaron Rodgers.
Is that the best one?
There's one other option, Kim.
No.
Oh, I mean, the only good part that would come out of them becoming president and vice president is that maybe we'd have a third party system next election. You know, like that. The only thing good about that is a third party would finally be on the books or on the table.
We'll have Republicans, Democrats, and then four independents who all have late night talk shows.
And insane people who...
It's going to be like a California ballot someday.
Yeah, it's going to be like that recall election that got Schwarzenegger elected. Oh,
who, by the way, ended up not doing that bad of a job and sort of doesn't look, I kind of like Schwarzenegger. I wish he was allowed to run for president, because I think people would vote for him.
He's a likable conservative because he's a classic conservative. And that, it's crazy because I know that it's such a polarizing thing to be conservative or liberal at this point in time. But it used to be that it was mostly about how the government should be run.
Yeah.
And there's obviously greed and everything in there, and there's obviously flavors in there. But you could see somebody, a regular person, being a conservative and just being like, they view things a little differently than me. And now it's like, oh, you don't like people that aren't white.
Yeah. You're a racist. Oh, you don't think women are people.
Now.
Yeah.
You guys have gotten corrupted.
Yeah, there's a big difference between a fiscal conservative, which is what a lot of conservatives were. We just shortened it. And now it's like Christian conservative, moral conservatives. And those are all different things.
That's a very different thing. You used to be able to be, it used to be like something, we know what happened, but social media has made it where you can't be friends with somebody on the other side of the aisle now because things have gotten so drastic and so intense. Where like now if I see, and it's I'm not immune to this. I'm not being like you, the listener. I see people now that like I was friendly with 20 years ago as an adult, and I see them now and they're like, fuck it, we got to get Trump back in there, man. And you're sitting there and you see the things you said they say and be like, what the fuck happened to you?
Yeah.
I just don't know what people are even referring to when they're like, things were better under Trump. Things were, and I'm not even saying they were worse under Trump. They were no different. We didn't care about COVID in a different way. There was that. Police were still rampantly killing people with little to no repercussions. That hasn't changed. There's from administration to administration for the longest time, nothing has changed. And now we're on all sides. You're getting all this guilt and grief from people about which president you should support. And it's like, there's no good option. It's
interesting because the executive branch, more than any other branch, is a game of inches. You know, you can't, anytime an election goes where there's a drastic change, that is where it becomes rubber bandy. This happens all the time. When somebody is, you know, I mean, they used to accuse Obama of being a leftist. And so what did they do when he left? They went the opposite end, which he so was not a leftist. No. Accusations mean nothing. Sorry, comments. I beat myself to the punch here. But so you have that thing where the executive branch, it has to be a game of inches because anytime you do something too intense, it's going to rubber band back to the other way. That's historically American. The judicial branch is not a game of inches, because when you have that person who's a little like, they get to make huge, massive decisions long term. Yeah. And that's where you get leaps forward. So that's why the fucking judicial branch is running roughshod over so many rights at this point in time, is because they can just go as, they don't answer to voters
right
at that point in time. And then the legislative branch is so big that it represents sort of the wave of where the states and where the population is. And so that the most accurate representation of where we are as people would probably have to be the House of Representatives.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that.
I'm
so sad. What else? You think Aaron Rodgers is going to win a Super Bowl next year?
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is. Hopefully he's not going to win anything next year.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is. I still don't think he understands exactly what saying yes to being the VP is, because he still is like, well, I'm going to start football in September. And it's like, well, asshole, the election starts in November. The election is in November. So if you say yes to this, you're not going to have time to play football, you moron. I can't wrap my head around that.
No, I'm going to say this before anybody else does. I don't think we're as famous as Aaron Rodgers.
The three of us?
Yeah. But I think we're all a little bit smarter than he's the dumbest fucking man. And I know people love to, they say that this about Elon Musk all the time. Whenever they're like, well, when are you going to become the richest person in the world? And whenever you're like, I don't think you understand what intellect and money, those are not tied together. Success is not always tied to intellect. Sometimes it's talent, sometimes it's effort, sometimes it's freak occurrences, sometimes it's emerald mines,
sometimes it's your parents' own emerald. I thought it was diamond, but yeah, mines.
Yeah, I'm also not one of those people that's like, Elon Musk has never done anything ever. I'm sure he's a person that has worked hard doing things while he's being a repugnant piece of shit who sucks. But Aaron Rodgers is, and I'm prefacing that, so I think I'm comfortable enough saying that while I'm not as successful as Aaron Rodgers, he's a dumb fucking moron who fucking sucks. And he's the stupidest boy in the world. He shouldn't be allowed to talk ever. And
I think he has CTE. I think you're right. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
But surprise me. And the problem is with Biden, if Biden truly does have dementia, it'll eventually progress to the point where it's noticeable enough that you could maybe force it to be diagnosed. I don't know. With CTE, you got to die. Literally, the only way to diagnose CTE is after the person is dead. So we will never know if Aaron Rodgers has CTE. And this was brought up in the Discord in terms of RFK Jr., and I'm sure it's been brought up a lot in general. That family, long history of getting assassinated. So
oh, yeah.
it's, it's not just that, oh, Aaron Rodgers would just be in the harmless position of VP. The last thing we need is RFK Jr. to win, Trump fans fucking January 6th him, and then next thing you know, President Aaron Rodgers. We are
in my head, though.
Honestly, part scary of me. Than Trump.
I am fully imagining the January 6th insurrection happening and Aaron Rodgers in his office just hucking footballs into people's faces while they're coming at him. And honestly, that's
pretty dope. Here's the thing. I don't want a notorious gunslinger with the football to be our president, because the football is a whole different thing when you're president.
And also, he can't even hold his tongue on the Pat McAfee show. How we expected him to do it at the State of the Union.
Oh, I mean, it would be like Idiocracy at its, it would be that movie. It would, a little bit of me would be like, it thinks like, this kind of seems like it might be a quicker way to.
Do you guys want to see the Epstein list? Because I do know one way we can absolutely see the entire list, and that is vote for these fucking dipshits.
Yeah.
I can tell you that much. We'll see the Epstein list.
I think it would speed up. I think the world as we know it will be over in 5 years. I think it's not sustainable. I think something will happen. I don't think humans will be gone, but I think something is going to happen. It's not sustainable. I think Aaron Rodgers would speed that up a little bit. I think it would.
I think that happened 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I think
that ball has started rolling.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think it's only 5 years to where I think there's going to be a tilt where people are going to start killing more. You know what? I just people can't afford food. People are like, the unhoused is more percentage is than ever. More percent. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. There's an action movie called Civil War coming out in April.
Yes.
And it's just about Civil War breaking out. And don't get me wrong,
I'm still
want to see it. But God, we have hit an alarming point in history where we're like, hey, we can make this look realistic now. It's like, I know.
So I don't know if Adam and I don't know if we've ever had this conversation on the podcast, but Adam and I have this conversation probably about once a month where we both look at each other and we're both like, should I get a gun?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Adam and I are going to get a gun and share it. We talk about this all the time.
But that's a legitimate thing. It's like, should I get a gun? And that's, you know, what's crazy to me is 10 years ago, that's not a conversation anyone was having. I brought up that you and I have this conversation often. And then apparently, Kim, you also have that conversation. I was with another friend of mine and they were like, I've been thinking about getting a gun.
Yeah.
If it does go that way.
I'm not gun people. I grew up in a gun family. I was never hunting. I've fired guns. Shooting guns is fucking awesome. We've talked about that a million times on here. It's fucking rules. But now I'm like, should I get a gun
for the Civil War that's coming? Because the other side has a lot of guns and they're pretty.
Yeah, so many guns. Yeah.
I started doing belts to be
here in liberal California. It's not going to happen here. Do you know how many guns are in California?
So many guns.
We're not so many. California's liberal in San Francisco, LA, like you said, there's
a lot of guns in liberal LA too.
I mean, there's going to be three more soon.
California has the second highest concentration of militias in the nation behind Michigan.
I would like to add too that where I live and where Adam used to be, there are three gun stores within a 1 mile radius. There are three gun stores.
I regret not making this purchase just so I could see what the hell it was about. But I got an Instagram ad the other day, and I'm sure I'll get it again. It was one for a gun that was just being sold on Instagram. Two, it was a compact little number that opened like a switchblade. So easy carrying, folds down to the size of a cell phone.
It's going
to
get a lot of dick shot off.
Three, it was, I think, $49.95.
Why didn't you buy it?
I know. I think I got to get it the next time. Hold on. One thing, to shoot it, you had to cock back the hammer. And it said it only works within 8 meters.
Oh, so it's a derringer, basically. It's a derringer.
But can you just sell those on Instagram?
Hold on one second. I got to do something. Small fold-up gun. Small fold-up gun. Small fold-up gun. Small fold-up gun. Either way, I'm going to get that targeted ad. And the Secret Service is going to come to my house because I just said that into my phone like fucking Beetlejuice.
I do that all the time. I'm like
all of our phones.
Black bookshelf. Black bookshelf. I do that all the time.
The funniest one is when after you buy a bed or after you buy a big thing, You know, I bought a car and I was looking them up and they're like, do you want to buy another car?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I've gotten so many ads after I bought my car. I'm like, no, I already have the car now. I'm good.
I'm in North Hollywood, not Hollywood. That's I'm not a two car guy.
Yeah. Yeah. That was alarming. Just seeing, I don't know why I didn't buy it because I'm just not at the buy a gun point, but I was like
my lid is simmering at this point in time. It's about to boil over. I'm like, okay, I need to get a gun.
It'll come back around. Years ago, I saw this funnel that was called a shiwi, and where you put a funnel on your vagina and then you can pee standing up.
Yeah.
And I laughed about it and then I didn't buy it. And then I was really, really bummed I didn't buy it. And then it came back around and I bought four. So it'll come back around.
Does it work?
Yeah, those are.
I've only used it in my bathtub, but yeah.
Okay.
So same way you're thinking, your face has just completely changed. I mean, where else I had to practice? No. Where else would I have practiced?
So you had to practice. I mean, it's a funnel that goes over your peeper.
Yeah.
What practice did you need?
I wanted to see if it worked.
Well, I guess it makes sense if you've never had to aim like we, you know, I get it.
And I worked for Playboy. A company sent us a bunch of samples of those, but they were called Stand to Pee. And I almost got someone at Playboy to test it out. And then a whole bunch of chaos broke out at Playboy and I wasn't there long enough to see it through. But yeah, I remember when they sent those, reading about them, they were like, now there is a learning curve. And I was like, this girl who tries this out is going to piss on herself, isn't she?
That's why you do it in your bathtub.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm a genius.
Piss in your bathtub, couldn't you? You just
like, no, it's fair. It's like the bathtub is a built-in drop cloth, I guess is what she's saying.
It's
like a giant toilet. Yeah.
Yeah,
I pee in my bathtub too, so I'm with you.
I pee in the shower every day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
If I'm taking a bath, I'm not gonna piss.
I've peed in the bath before.
Hopefully while you were leaving the bath.
I mean, I was about to get out. I just wanted to see what would happen.
I think I know what would happen.
I laughed really hard. So all by myself in my own pee, and then I had to shower because I was sitting in my own pee. But I also don't take a lot of baths.
Oh, rest in peace, Eric Carmen. He just died.
Right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
We killed Eric Carmen by singing that song.
With the gun we bought.
About piss.
Yeah. Oh, I think we should buy a gun. And we should...
Well, we're not the three of us should buy a gun like it's Radioactive Man number one. I know how that's going to go.
I mean, I love that you're a part of buying Adam and I's gun with us now, too. If you want to be a part of the gun buying, we can share a gun, but you can't make fun of it. You can't make fun of the sharing the gun.
No, I'm going to get myself a gun. I'm going to wake up this morning and get myself a gun like the Sopranos guy.
I was thinking about if I got one, where do you put it? I was like, I guess I have a side bed table. I don't know. Where do you put your gun?
Motherfucker's face who's trying to shoot you for not voting for Trump.
Where you put it. You put it on your fucking hip, bro.
Yeah.
My best friend of 25 years, his little brother just started wearing a gun on him. And his whole family is like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I'm allowed. It's my constitutional right. And they're like, who are you? Like, he's like, I'm for protection. I've known this kid since he was like a kid. And it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I'm like, he's just at dinner on Sunday nights with just a gun on his hip while his very lovely parents are like, are you enjoying the casserole?
You're like, is that going to protect you from us making fun of you the entire night for carrying a gun, you fucking idiot?
Oh, I love it so much.
So yeah, 2024. I know my whole thing is being like, here's what's going to happen in this election. I don't fucking know. The country's going to burn. That's what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. And most of us aren't going to be happy no matter what happens. Some of us might die depending
burning
on what
down
happens.
The country, we're going to be a lot of bitches.
All I keep thinking is it's a long way until November and many things could happen. They could die. One of them could die. You know what? Many things can happen from now until November. And that is the only hope I have.
Wyclef could come back.
What?
Oh, no, actually, no. He's gone until then. Never mind.
I don't know. What that means.
Well, no, that's by that reasoning, he could still come back.
But he's going to be gone until November. So a lot of things can happen until November, but certainly not Wyclef coming back.
Sure. That's true.
I did read a theory that last minute Biden will either step down or it'll be proven that he isn't able to. And Gavin Newsom's going to pop in. But I don't know if that's even possible with the primaries gone.
Literally nobody running for president right now is capable of being president.
No.
And that would not work for Democrats. And here's why. If RFK Jr. is in this race with VP Aaron Rodgers talking about, hey, all this stuff the government was telling you about COVID, they were lying. It's not real. They'll be able to point to Gavin Newsom, who locked down California, put mask mandates in place, and then was pictured having dinner at a table full of people at French Laundry like that same night.
He sure was.
That is not fucking nothing. Even I was like, you should get recalled for that. That is such an insanely bad look that people just kind of glossed over. And I wouldn't blame anyone if Gavin Newsom stepped into this race and RFK Jr. was like, see, I told you. I told you they're fucking lying. That would work. That would work for RFK Jr. Absolutely. Because it does make it look like Gavin Newsom was lying, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, the Gavin Newsom thing was a real, what the fuck do you think you're doing right now?
Disappointment. Like, when that I really happened, like him.
What that was a feeling of betrayal, which you don't really get with a government person because you just assume they're going to do that. But to establish that, and it is the rules for thee, not for me mentality that you get with American government.
But it's even more than that in that case, because it was beyond, oh, well, do as I say and not as I do. Think about why they were saying to do it. It's like, well, you might die. You might get this disease and die. We don't have vaccines. We don't have treatments. You might die. And it's so Gavin Newsom and his people weren't worried about dying? Why not?
Yeah. Seems a little hoaxy to me.
Yeah. Those are all questions people will fucking ask if Gavin Newsom jumps in this fucking election.
Instead of selfish derision, which is what it is, you know, or, it is now it appears to be conspiracy lifting.
Yeah, exactly.
But he also had more resources than we did in terms of testing and all. I mean,
too early for that. He didn't have more resources. Yeah. We all had the exact same resources.
I'm saying we don't know that, though. You want to go conspiracy theory?
He was a real piece of shit for doing it.
I'm not fighting with you. Calm down.
No, but I'm saying,
good Lord.
But we didn't have more. He didn't have more resources. You don't know that.
Even if he did, that makes no difference. That makes absolutely no difference in terms of whether he should have done that.
I agree with that.
If he had the resources to not die of COVID when at least the rest of the state was, and he used them on himself so he could go have dinner at French Laundry. Cool. That makes it worse, honestly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I really like him.
I think the best thing we should do is just not like politicians. I think that's the smartest thing you could do. Allow them to do their jobs and have a preference. But, you know, they're all going to, I don't know if you know the phrase milkshake duck, but every politician is going to get milkshake ducked. As soon as you like a politician, you're going to find out something you really don't like about them, because they are people and people are fallible and they make mistakes and they're oftentimes very selfish and they have dinner at French Laundry in the beginning of a extremely deadly global pandemic, which is fucking bad luck.
Yeah. Even Aaron Rodgers, the second it was announced that he might be vice president, people start coming out of the woodworks like, hey, that guy's a Sandy Hook conspiracy theorist too. Up to this point, yeah, maybe it was in the public interest to know that about Aaron Rodgers, but not really. He's a fucking NFL quarterback. Who gives a shit? But now
I'm sad.
It's sad. Maybe you shouldn't get a gun then.
No, I'm a woman. If I were to kill myself, I'd likely just do it with pills or a razor blade in the bathtub. So,
or fighting with me and Jeff over who gets the gun.
I'd likely kill you both before I did that. So
with pills?
That's so with more the of a gun.
Okay, cool. When are we going gun shopping then?
I don't know. How much is a gun?
$39.95 on Instagram.
Fold out gun? You don't need to share that. You can just put it in your wallet.
Yeah, it's so got a slot for your credit cards. It's great.
How much does a gun go for these days? I want to see how much a gun is.
Yeah, let's all look
at the same time. How much is a gun? ? Permit in California. No, thanks. I just want the gun. Ooh, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's a website called guns.com. Guess what they sell?
Oh, $400 to $800.
$400 to $800. Yeah. All right.
That's reasonable.
Yeah.
I bet you can get it like a pay in 4 installments thing.
Yeah.
I'll give you $100. Can I have a gun? And then I'll get you the other $300 in about 40 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if we split it, the gun, it'll be much cheaper.
I mean, you're looking at, we're looking at $133 to $260 per person for a nice gun. Yeah, that's.
Then you're going to have to factor in gas money.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I need to deal with a neighbor. Drive the gun down.
And like you can mail a gun.
The amount of Under Armour shirts you then have to buy, like t-shirts.
Yep.
You have to get Black Rifle coffee.
Chicago pants, which I'm fine with that part.
A Spotify premium account you're going to have to get.
Those camo pants.
So there is a lot that comes with it. You got to get lifts for your pickup. You got to get a pickup.
Got to get a pickup. Yeah. Mud flaps, all that.
Yeah.
You got a, you have to have a something line sticker, blue, gray.
A thin gray. Something line. Yeah. Gray. Gray is the line, the thin line that people really, that's the most embarrassing one in my opinion.
What was the gray one?
Thin gray line is for corrections officers.
Oh my God.
We talked about that on a conspiracy episode the other day about, because we were talking about whistleblowers, because that Boeing whistleblower just got killed. And we did an episode about the five most suspicious whistleblower suicides since 2020, because they actually happen all the time. One of them, he was a prison guard, and we got into talking about the thin gray line. And that whole concept when the police started it was, well, we're the thin blue line that separates law-abiding citizens from the absolute chaos and terror that the criminals of the world are threatening them with. Motherfucker, the prison is what protects us from inmates. There is no thin gray line. The walls are what protect us from the inmates. You just blackmail motherfuckers and plant drugs.
You just abuse people and shit.
Yeah. And I think firefighters are actually, I think that's the weirdest thin line, the thin red line. It's like, yes, you do protect us from fire. We fucking get it.
Yeah. No one hates firefighters. No one talks about that.
No one's like, we need less money for firefighters. It seems like the money we have for firefighters works just great right now.
Yeah.
No one is mad at you. Calm down.
Did you just need to be involved? Yeah.
Yeah. I really feel left out. It's really young because it's also the thing about firefighters. Like, no, we all like you guys.
Yeah.
You are legit heroes. You are heroes.
Yeah, we buy your calendars. You know, we know what's up. No one's buying cop calendars.
Yeah.
Please tell me there is a thin red line Punisher skull.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw one that was a Darth Vader. I saw a Darth Vader thin red line once, and I have a photo of it. I have a screenshot of it somewhere. And I was just like, do you not know how Darth Vader became Darth Vader? Because it involved fighting near fire, I guess, would be a good way to describe Darth Vader's downfall.
Why do firefighters need a Punisher skull? Fucking punishing that fire.
Yeah.
Killed my family. Now I'm going to kill all the fires. That's fine. We would like you to kill all the fires.
Yeah, no one disagrees.
Season on all criminal fires.
Meanwhile, he's at a Benihana, fucking putting out fires. We need those. We need those
fires.
My stepdad is a retired firefighter, and I asked him about the thin red line. He's like, stupidest thing I've ever heard of. He's like, nobody was ever not liking us then. And also, you can tell a firefighter's vehicle. You don't even need the sticker. It's always that same silver Eldorado or silver pickup truck with that fucking union logo that they have up there. They don't need the thin red line. They have their union.
Yeah.
They also won't let my mom get candles because candles cause fires. And I'm like, I think that's mostly when people fall asleep with candles. You guys just don't have to do that.
Yeah. You could just put those out.
Like jar candles. He won't let my mom have jar candles.
We need a thin line for podcasters. What color is that going to be?
It's the thin cord line. It's just black. Like it's our fucking
microphone cable.
Microphone cable. Yeah.
Thin black line. You can't even see it on the flag. Like the there's several Casper black mattress. Lines.
It's the purple of a Casper mattress.
The HelloFresh line.
Thinstamps.com line. It just says this flag is brought to you by stamps.com, stamps.com for all of your needs. And enter code America at
don't stamps.com on us.
Don't tread on stamps.com.
We got to get all this in the merch store. Soon.
We should absolutely make a thinstamps.com.
I love how much you guys are enjoying this.
The magic spoon line, baby.
I am very much enjoying this. Yeah,
we're going to get the NordVPN line coming in here real quick.
Oh, man. So I think that's our episode, right?
It seems like this was fun. We're recording this before a couple days before this is released. And I know we don't normally break that kayfabe here, but I don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of days with Aaron Rodgers. So that's one of those things where we're like, I mean, I really hope there's no new thing about him.
Well, the one thing, and I thought about that also, the one thing that I didn't mention, RFK Jr. has said he's made his decision, but also that he's not announcing it until March 26th.
Oh,
so there is going to be some buffer between when this goes up and when we find out. So yeah, maybe all of these fears are completely unfounded and we'll have Jesse Ventura.
We'll find out.
RFK's running mate instead.
The Tuesday after tomorrow, if you're listening this on release day.
What a weird day. Why that day?
And
is it someone's
for the
birthday?
Record, RFK Jr. did also have some actual politicians on his list of VP candidates, and they are not better. Tulsi Gabbard was on the list, and look into her. She is a big supporter of the Hindu nationalist party that is wreaking havoc in India right now. And Rand Paul.
Oh, God.
Vice President Rand Paul. Those are your options. Again, Jesse Ventura all day.
Here's the thing. Assassinated by his neighbor.
Here's the thing. Among the current crop of people running for both president and vice president, I would kind of vote for Jesse Ventura first. I feel
like he's the most sane one.
I would like to thank you both for your support. And a long time coming, I was in Batman and Robin with Arnold as well.
I don't know if I would call it support, but...
You can't get outside of the cold zone.
That's a real line. He said into a camera.
Yeah. No, this podcast officially endorses Jesse Ventura for president, I think, right? And everyone on it does also. I actually don't, because I don't know what that guy's been up to since his conspiracy show went off the air. Yeah. So who knows? We're just flush with good options. It's going to be great in 2024.
The government knows.
Well, hey.
I'm going to go take a shower again. So
I was sure you were going to say shit. But
I mean, that's probably coming too, but I'm sad.
Yeah. You got to do that before the shower, though.
Time to take a depression dump.
Yeah. All right.
So thank you both for doing the pod, except for Jeff.
Oh.
What do we have to plug before we get out of here? Youdon'tpod.supercast.com. That's where you can go to get bonus episodes and things. We still have a Patreon, but you have more options at Supercast. So go there. AdamTodBrown.substack.com. I'll be doing more writings soon. And watch You Don't Even Like Sports Live every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube with me and Jeff and Kim, where we talk about sports stories for people who don't even like sports. There will not be an episode this week because it's my birthday on Wednesday.
Happy birthday.
Partying, which sucks because we're skipping the show. The same week, bees invaded a tennis match and caused a 2-hour delay, which was a sight to behold. It looked like the world was ending. It was great. And you'll never hear about it because I'm not going to talk about it. Hey, what else do we got to plug? Kim, what do you got?
Just the normal stuff. Follow me at Kim Crawl, KYMKRAL. I have Crawl Space. No. You already follow me, so joke's on you.
Not with my burner account.
What? I have Crawl Space on my podcast weekly, and I also wrote a book, Confessions of a Recovering Party Girl. So buy that if you would like to. And I do a show with Jeff, which he will probably tell you because he has a big speech he does.
Jeff? It's not a speech. Speeches are prepared. I don't know if you know. I'm not going to do the voice.
Yeah, please don't.
Well, now I'm going to have.
Jeff Has Cool Friends. I do that show. I have cool friends, and I have a show called Jeff Has Cool Friends, which you can go to patreon.com/JeffMay, all one word, for early access to uncensored episodes with bonus content, plus the Patreon co-exclusive Ugh Fine. We have a podcast with Kim Crawl, which you can also get at patreon.com/KimCrawl, KYMKRAL, as well as early access to Nerd with Dre Alvarez. We got our Double Dragon, our last episode, and boy, do I have a breakdown on that episode. So that drops on Thursday. You can also hear me on Gamefully Unemployed's Tom and Jeff Watch Batman with Tom Ryman. And of course, all the stuff I do with Adam. My YouTube is at Hey There Jeffro, where I have cards. Wow, Kim, you're flipping me the bird in spite of the fact that I just got these Buffy the Vampire Slayer trading cards to open with you from my friend Walker Morgan. And you're flipping me the bird. So I think I'm
love
open them
Walker
by
Morgan. Hi, Walker.
Yeah, I'm going to open those on my own now because you are rude to me. Adam, yeah, you don't.
Can we open those Buffy the Vampire Slayer cards?
I'm going to. Yeah, let's do it, Adam.
Wait, Walker sent them to you for us to open? That's so nice. Yeah. Thanks, Walker. Nice.
But if you want to watch every Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, I do that on my YouTube. I open cards for I Must Break You and Mint on Cards second Friday of every month, April 12th. Very special guest, who? Andy Peters. And that's it. Those are the only people that matter on the show. Adam Todd Brown's on the April 12th show.
So, oh, yay.
Return to comedy of the last 12 calendar months.
I keep calling you out of retirement like you're Nolan Ryan or something.
Yeah, I need to get a show going down here. I'm not driving to LA for most shows, for Jeff's, because then I get to hang out with Jeff, but ugh.
Which is also bad.
Yeah, it sucks too, but still. All right, and I think that's it. Let's get the fuck out of here. Kim, please say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jeff, say goodbye.
You probably shouldn't get the Aaron Rodgers rookie cards, everybody.
Or should you?
Jim Mint Dumb.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.